I think it was a big game for our line. We were a little slow in the first period, I think the whole team, but you know, Andy kept us in it and we capitalized on our chances.
Big deal because it was a long road trip.
Yeah, it is. It's anytime you can get a win on the road, especially a trip like this, it's really nice. It's a big 2 points. Early in the year, you want to make sure you're in the hunt, and you know, we've had some success on the road.
Zach, personally, how confident are you feeling right now?
Good. You know, I think the biggest thing is the coach has confidence in me right now, and that, you know, it's a direct translation into how a player plays, so it's good. I think, you know, a lot of credit to our line mates. Were, you know, they're pretty easy to play with. I think we keep it simple, but, you know, pretty effective.
With the comment you made about the coach having confidence, no surprise to see yourself on the power play then?
A little bit of surprise. Okay. Yeah, we had to say your name twice, I think, before we actually understood, but, you know, we've only had a couple chances, but it's, you know, it's pretty nice to capitalize when you do get the chance.
You get a sense out there tonight that it was going to be last shot wins the hockey game, basically. I think it were 5 different lead changes.
Yeah. I mean, it could have obviously went anyway. Yeah. It was a 1-goal game, but still it was pretty close. You know, the goaltenders played awesome, Andy especially. And you know, it could have went either way, like you said, but you know, we capitalized on our chances.
What does it say about the resiliency of the hockey club, giving up the third period lead and then getting it back again?
Oh, it's huge. You know, it just shows we got great leadership in this team, and you know, on the bench too, and we got some young guys too. So we need, some cool heads on the bench, and you know, the old guys help.
Is the MPS there going to be a tough rink to play in, based on what you saw tonight?
Yes, that was that's pretty cool. I played here, AHL, I think it was 4 years ago, and you know, it was loud when they had the building there. So it's a pretty cool place to play, and I look forward to coming back.
I missed that. That's why the coach said you were a bit surprised.
Yeah.
What did you say to
that? Yeah, I think I was just saying I didn't know if I got it correct there, so I had to double check. But you know, we've only had a couple. Our line's only had a couple chances on the power play, so it's pretty nice to capitalize on it.
The way things were going there, was there a shift? Were the guys on before you just getting off, or like? Because I thought so too. Third line getting up on the power play. You know?
Yeah. What the hell?
Crucial part of the game.
Yeah. I think you just wanted to change things up. I think at times we got in trouble because we were trying to do too much, and we wanted to keep it simple. And I think that's what you can get from our line is, you know, if we're gonna get on the power play, we're just gonna get the puck to the net, and you know, hopefully bank one in or get a greasy one.
Is your family able to come out to the game?
No, unfortunately not on a early weekday like this. It's still you know, I think 7 hours to my hometown, so it's a good drive. They were out in the last Western swing with Calgary and Edmonton. So.
What goal was scored on a wrist shot? Is that something you've worked on at all, you know, in the last year or two or at all?
No, that's not really a scenario I go over and practice the half-wall walk-off on the power play. We don't get that chance much, but I think Condor just had a great screen, and, you know, I got the puck up. I don't think the goaltender saw it.
So. You're having a lot of offensive success this year. What maybe do you attribute that success to?
I think the biggest thing is the coach. I think he's putting a lot of confidence in us, and playing against top lines, and you know, we're playing big minutes. So I think that's the biggest thing, and our lines worked well together. We played a little bit in the minors together. We've been together for 3 years, so it's we know each other a little bit more, and I think we keep things simple.
Hey, Zach, that snipe you had was a lot like Milan's top shelf there. Is that the book on Pavlik right now, or is that just what he gave you?
To be honest, I was just shooting it at the net. I wanted to get it up, and you know, luckily it hit a corner. It looked like he didn't see it. He might have had a screen. I think it just clipped his shoulder or whatever, but I don't get that opportunity too much, so it's, you know, it's, I guess, just throwing it at the net.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Zach, what does a win like this do to the psyche? I mean, like, you blow 2 leads, you come back from 2 deficits, and then you come out on top in the end, especially to start a road trip.
Yeah, it's, especially on a road trip, like you said, it's really big. We've been in games where we deserve to win, and you know, the bounces just didn't go our way, but they did tonight. So it's good for the, you know, the confidence and morale to know that we can get those bounces and, you know, get some wins on the road.
What about for yourself? Too, I mean, coming out of it with 2 goals, one on the power play.
Yeah, it was Like you talked about, it's not really the scenario I go over a lot coming off the half hole in the power play, but yeah, it was, you know, it's nice. I'm not really known for my offensive ability, but you know, it's, I think our line's been working well together.